Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And hi, I am Denise Harding. I am the HR lady.
And today is Sunday, March 29, 2009, and we are broadcasting from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. Now, it's been an overcast, cool, and windy day, but it's been a beautiful day nonetheless. And we hope that it's been a beautiful day no matter what the weather condition is where you are listening. Now, Denise, we are so excited because this evening's show is our special teen edition, and it's just we're going to have a great time tonight. So before we get into it, we want to let you guys know that if you are a parent of a teen or you know teenagers, quick, go get them, call them, tell them to tune in because they don't want to miss this show today. So we're going to give them a minute, go and get them from in front of the computer and from in front of the, what is it? I guess it's not the PlayStation anymore. What is it, Denise?
Oh, the Wii.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm kind of a little behind, huh? The Wii. Or call them, interrupt them, get them off the cell phone, tell them to tune in. And then you guys, if you'd like to join the conversation, please feel free to do so by calling 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295, or you can email us, as many of you do. It's info@pagesetiquette.com. Once again, info@pagesetiquette.com, or join the chat with your comments or questions. Well, welcome again to our loyal listeners, and a special welcome to our new listeners. Thanks for joining the What is Etiquette Anyway family. We are delighted to have you be a part of the show, and by all means, new listeners, you can feel free to call in and share your comments with us. And of course, if you're a little shy, just shoot us an email, okay? Now, since this is a family show, we have listeners of all ages, and we want to take just a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit, of course, of the new listeners. Now, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. Wow, isn't that what we all want? Mm-hmm. I know I do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, of course, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And, of course, just in case you don't quite remember the origin, just remember that etiquette is a fancy word for manners. Okay, it's a fancy word for manners. Well, now, I know last week at the end of the show, we said that we would have a special kids show today. However, that show has been rescheduled to April 19th, and we'll keep you posted. But we are bringing you a very special teen edition. This teen edition show could not wait. We had to put them on right away because we have some things that are going on, some concerns. And, of course, this show is titled Etiquette for Teens, and we will discuss topics near and dear to teenagers, when it comes to etiquette. And some of you out there, I know you're thinking right now, please, do teens really care about etiquette? Well, these two young ladies that, you know, are joining us or getting ready to join us, I'm sure they sometimes wonder the same thing because they do care. And that's why they are here. Now, they are no strangers to the What is Etiquette Anyway show. As a matter of fact, remember, Denise, both of them have called in to our show before, and they've had great comments, and so we cannot wait to see what they have to say this evening. And they have been so inspiring. And now, remember, you guys listening out there, you do not have to be a teen in order to call in or participate. You can call in and participate any age. I mean, you can be, you know, a preteen or youngster or parents. It doesn't really matter. It's just a teen edition because we're going to talk about some of the etiquette issues that teens kind of deal with. So, but I want to be clear that you do not necessarily have to be a teenager in order to join our conversation. Now, let's see if we can bring them on. Please excuse me. Let me see here. Hello, Abria?
Hi.
Are you there? Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I am doing so well. And let me see if I can bring Janelle on. Janelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. So excited about the two of you joining us. And you guys, these are our teen etiquette experts. Okay. Yes, you're probably thinking, teen etiquette experts, do they exist? Absolutely, they do. And, of course, ladies, I know we're going to be discussing this evening etiquette at the mall, the movies, school etiquette, sports etiquette, and just much more. And so I'm just really excited about that. And first of all, let me get this out of the way. Do not tease me about talking about the PlayStation, okay? Because I think I kind of aged myself, did I? Because there's been a lot after this PlayStation, right? So I guess a lot between the PlayStation and the Wii. Is that right, ladies?
Yeah, yes. That's true, that's true. There's Xbox and all those things.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Then there's PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Boy, if my son was listening, he would certainly be a little embarrassed with me talking, going all the way back, talking about the PlayStation. But I don't play any of that stuff. So, but anyway, hey, let's get to why we are here this evening. Why don't we start talking about sports etiquette? Janelle, I know
yes.
you play sports, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I am a full-time gymnast, and I go to a lot of meets, such as basketball, football, track, etc. And as I noticed, I saw things like cheerleaders fighting each other from different teams and the parents from the audience screaming at the referees. That is not good etiquette at all.
No, it isn't. And Janelle, if I can just jump in here just for a minute and piggyback off of what you said about cheerleaders, okay? Because I did not even know that there was an issue between the cheerleaders until my son used to play basketball, and I used to, myself and another parent, for the 4 years that he played over at Druid Hills High School, we sat with the cheerleaders and never realized that they had some issues. And, of course, we were the senior cheerleaders, and we just kind of observed. But you're absolutely right. They had as much competition with them as it was the players. And that just really – I was amazed by that. But you're right. With the fighting, that's crazy. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So I would be sitting at the games. It's usually mostly a basketball game or a football game.
Mm-hmm.
And so – what I observed one time was, I guess, another team copied one of the cheers. Mm-hmm. And then they said this cheer, like, you copy, your cheers look so sloppy. And the other team took it seriously and took it a little bit too far. And they just started arguing back and forth during nasty, vulgar cheers that were very inappropriate.
That is absolutely horrible. And, oh, my goodness, that deserves an etiquette police call. Okay? Not good.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
And so I, while I was observing this, this ties into sportsmanship,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's not just the players. The coaches should observe the cheerleaders, the dance team, and everybody else to tell them to it's sportsmanship. It's not about winning or losing or who's the best cheer squad or dance squad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really all the fun about mm-hmm. the sports.
That's right. And I think a lot of times people, you know, they tend to forget, I mean, the actual reason that they're playing the game. And that
mm-hmm.
is so not good when you start mixing up, you know, the real reason. And like you said, you know, sportsmanship and learning, it's learning discipline and things of that nature with just bad sportsmanship. Because
mm-hmm.
when you,
yeah.
you know, respond, you know, so negatively, it just really taints the whole reason
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you play sports.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and also, well, moving on to the parents, I also observed that the parents would scream at the referees if they thought they didn't make a correct call on their son or daughter.
Mm-hmm.
This is just very inappropriate because you do not scream. If you have a problem, you could call it to the attention after the game, not during the game.
Mm-hmm.
This interrupts the players and everybody else who's trying to watch the game. So,
yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. And mm-hmm. I would watch that game after game after game. I've seen parents be ejected from the game, and, you mm-hmm. know, the next game that they attend, it's kind of back to the same thing. And it's just, it's really ridiculous. And several years ago, I actually wrote a column, and I titled that column, Sports Etiquette, Parents, It's Only a Game. And the reason I wrote that is because I just observed so much negative, just crazy behavior in the stands. And a lot of it had to do with the parents. So you're absolutely right. And what is so unfortunate is that parents are their children's first role model. And
mm-hmm.
that's not a very good positive action.
Right.
You know, to role model. So parents out there, please, and I know you get emotional at the games, and it seems that the emotion rises as the grade level rises. In other words, you know, if you're playing recreational sports maybe at ages 7 or 8, you know, I
mm-hmm.
think, you know, sometimes you just have a few parents that get so overly emotional. But then as, you know, the athlete ages, especially at the high school level, it is all-out competition because they know that some of them at that point are trying to compete for scholarships. But still, it is a proper way to behave, and we are certainly talking about good sports etiquette. And the good sports etiquette really does need to begin with a parent. So that's a great comment. Absolutely. Let's see. Abria.
Yes.
I know that you would like to talk about, and some of the things that really irritate you are things that happen at the movies. So you want to talk about some of that stuff right now?
Yes. I actually went to the movies today and noticed a couple of things, actually.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Part of your research, huh?
Yes.
Good job. Good job. Okay, go ahead.
Well, some things I observed at the movies today actually is the feet on the chairs. That's like my biggest pet peeve. Like, why can you not keep your feet on the ground? I don't understand. People tend to kick other people's chairs throughout the whole movie, and it could get really annoying. You're trying to watch a peaceful movie, you know, just trying to have a fun day out with your friends or something, and you have these annoying people kicking your chair, and that just could be so annoying. That is so rude and disrespectful to me. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that's rude and disrespectful. Also, another thing that is rude and disrespectful is cell phones. People don't really think that the cell phone has a big thing going on with the movie, but it's a big impact on the movie if you're texting throughout the movie. It doesn't have to do with the ringtone. You got your phone on vibrate.
Right.
But you take your phone out and you have this bright light, it's going to affect the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand that that affects the movie. So that's a big tip that people should know, that when you take yourself out, it does affect the movie. Trust me. Because, like, this big bright light, and you're trying to watch the movie, and you just see this big bright light in front of you or all the way in the back, and you're trying to watch the movie. It could get really self-distracted and stuff. So that's one of my biggest pet peeves as well.
That is quite rude. And for you guys, if you're just joining the show, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway. This is the teen edition, and you are currently hearing from a panel of teenagers who are, as you can hear, are teen etiquette experts, and they have just wonderful information. And feel free to call and join the conversation, area code 347-324-3295. We've discussed sports etiquette, sportsmanship with Janelle. We are now talking about etiquette at the movies, or how about lack thereof, maybe, Abria?
True, I know. Also, it's yelling through the movies. There's one thing when there's something in the movie that's funny that's going on and everybody laughs, but there's another thing when you're yelling throughout the movie, especially opening nights of like movies like Madea movies, for instance. Opening nights of movies, there tend to be a lot of yelling throughout the movie or a scary movie or something like that. And that can get really annoying because there are some people in the movies that are actually trying to watch the movie while having to go through the yelling. They pay their money on opening night to watch this movie. You're yelling throughout the movie. That is really rude and disrespectful. That's the matter of fact, I think that's the biggest, rudest thing that you can do in the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, you hear people constantly talking back. And now what about, and I think we talked about this maybe on another show, Janelle, I think you had said something about this too,
mm-hmm.
but I think we mentioned in the movies, people that have gone to see the movie before and they go back. Remember, Denise, they go back and say they take some buddies with them. And then they are premiering the next scene before you see you actually see what happens. What do you guys think about that?
Yes, that is just annoying. It's so annoying.
Oh, watch what's going to happen. She's going to run out the door. It's like, can you let me see that myself? Okay.
Now, let me ask you ladies a question. This is Denise, the other host. What do you do in those instances? Do you say something to whomever it is, or do you say something to the management at the movie theater? How do you handle it?
Or are you just kind of upset by it and irritated?
Well, most people would probably yell back at the person, but that is not the right thing to do at all.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably quietly walk out of the movie theater and tell one of the managers that somebody is disturbing my movie. Can I have my money back, or can you escort them out the movie? Because I pay.
Yes, I would have to agree with that.
Okay. Because people have to remember that they pay their money, and everybody else paid their money too. So.
Yeah,
and
they also have to
realize that they're in a public place. They're not in their house watching a movie
Absolutely.
With a couple of friends.
Mm-hmm.
They are exactly outside in public. They should not be doing all that. That is really rude, disrespectful, and that just probably they just trying to look for attention for the most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to realize you're in public and not private, and that's the biggest thing to me.
Yeah, that is that's very common. And I think, you know, some people, they do. They act as though, you know, they're in their home.
They're at home.
The DVD.
Mm-hmm. And that in itself, Donna, can be annoying if you're in a family and you don't want to hear all of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just.
That's true.
Incredible. Yes, very good comments coming from the ladies. Very, very good comments. What do you all think about when you go to the mall? What's some of the things that you observe at the mall?
Yelling.
As far as behavior. Now, I know here in Atlanta, I'm not going to say the name of the mall, but I believe on the news on this past Thursday, they are putting a new rule into place at one of the major malls stating that after 4 p.m., youth under the ages of 18 years old must be accompanied by an adult. And I think sometimes, I know for a fact that some of the malls are hangout places for youth. And basically malls are simply for shopping and eating and just kind of going. But I know that, you know, several malls in the city, and I'm sure cities in around the country, youth are just really hanging out at the mall. When I say hanging out at the mall, it's usually for hours. And it's to the point where I remember my mom used to always say, an idle mind is the devil's workplace. If you're not there for any particular reason, then, you know, you can get caught up in something that is just simply not, you know, positive. So what do you guys think about that? I know they've had some different issues at some of the malls, as I'm sure they have around the country, with teenagers especially being there. What do you guys think about that? Do you hang out 4, 5, 6 hours at the mall?
I do, but I have a purpose. I am there to shop and get whatever I need to get done. I really don't want to hang out at the mall because of those reasons. Because when I go to the mall, sometimes I hear shootouts when you stay later. So that's probably why they put the rule in after 4, you need to be accompanied.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like the rule, but if things keep happening, so I think it's a good idea to go ahead and put it in place because it's starting to get dangerous and out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad they did something to stop it or put it at bay.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you know, as I said, you know, these things are not just happening in the Atlanta area, and they're not just, you know, but I'm sure around the country. But, you know, what is so important for you to understand is to try to have something to do, try to have an agenda, because unfortunately, you know, everyone is just not going to behave appropriately. Well, that's part of the reason why we're doing this show. So, you know, we know that. So, unfortunately, you know, when things do occur, it just basically kind of messes it up for everybody else.
For everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. Really, really unfortunate. I just want to read this quick email. It says, Etiquette Lady, my children play sports, and sometimes it's very disturbing to watch parents scream at the coach and at other players in addition to their child. I've seen parents ejected from the game, but it never seems to matter. Parents need to set better examples for their children. What do you think? Well, Miss Thompson from Griffin, Georgia. Oh, we are all in agreement with this. As a matter of fact, we just talked about that. So, yes, parents do need to set better examples for their children. And once again, you know, as I had titled the article, you know, parents, it's only a game. So we really have to get a grip on when we attend our children's games, and we can't get overly emotional. And when we do find ourselves overly emotional, we may need to go outside of the gym or walk across the field and go get some water, okay, because that is very important. Thank you so much, Ms. Thompson, for that email. And we are hoping that parents will really, you know, think twice before they find themselves out of control. One other quick email here. Etiquette Lady, I play volleyball at my school, but we have a problem with the coaching with the coaching screaming at us. Evidently, she meant to say with the coach screaming at us all the time. Sometimes we want to quit the team. Why do coaches scream? And this is from Dariana Myers in Tampa, Florida. Wow, you know what? They are emotional too. Oh my goodness.
They are very emotional. Coaches think they're like, I agree, at my school, coaches, oh my gosh, we had won our games, and they'll throw chairs down and they'll take off their jackets and yell at everybody. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to need for you to calm down a notch. And it just affects the players' play, too, as well. It really does. When their coach is yelling and throwing chairs at them, they ain't going to want to play no more.
Right.
I'm real. If I play the sport, you sit here throwing a chair at me, I'm not going to play. I'm just going to walk off. That's just how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's very interesting, ladies, because you know what? I work in the retail sector, and I see a lot of managers, and it's amazing. I see some of the same things. Now, isn't that scary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's called lack of self-control.
Absolutely.
And
perhaps not in the right position, too.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's so unfortunate. Everybody knows him. I can say his name. It's not like it's a secret. But who was really known for that, which was Bobby Knight. He was at Indiana University from my hometown. And I just swore this man was just crazy and possessed, you know, every game, because those are some of the things. Avery, I think you had mentioned, was that you, Avery, that had mentioned the throwing of the chair and all that stuff just now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he would do that. I mean, this man was, he act like he was just possessed or something. And you're right, with the coaches really acting up as well, to me that's no good example, you know, as well. But, you know, they do it. And unfortunately, coaches can also break a player's spirit by constantly doing that.
Right.
And that is a major issue. So coaches, I will be more than happy. I do teach sports etiquette. And perhaps we need to have a coaching sports etiquette workshop. You know, I understand that, you know, it's an emotional and you want to win. We all want to win. But, you know, at any level, it's still a game. And, you know, you don't see this anymore, that, you know, happening in the pro sports arena anymore. I remember a few years ago they had a lot of just numerous incidents of coaches and players, and they had to fine them and eject them and all of that kind of stuff. So it's calmed down a little bit in the professional arena, but, you know, high school and college as well seems to be, to me, and I've just been observing since my son pretty much has been playing. He's in his second year of college, but it seems to me that high school was a little more irate than a college. But, ladies, I cannot believe we are out of time. You know what? You all were so wonderful, and I know we had a lot more to talk about. We are going to continue this on next week, okay?
Okay.
There was so much more to cover. You guys were so wonderful. We tried to get the, of course, get the emails in as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow, you guys, we've been listening again to the What is Etiquette Anyway show. We are so glad you joined us. What an exciting show. And if you were unable to get in, it's not too late. You can feel free to give us a call back on next week. And thank you to our panel experts, Abria and Janelle. Thank you so much. And you guys, thanks again for listening. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. Please, make sure that you initiate a random act of kindness, as we remind you to do this week. And remember, the purpose of this show is to make the world a polite place to live. And we are certainly working on doing that one person at a time. Let your friends know. Call them. Let them know that our show will be on again next week at 7:30 p.m. We're going to continue this conversation, Etiquette for Teens. Again, thank you to the panelists. Thank you for those listening. Thanks, Denise. We're just so excited that you've joined us this evening. Listen, have a wonderful evening. Take care, and God bless. Good night.
Good night.